Oh, man, start up your Wednesday right here on the Horn, dragging you up over the hump, and what a sports week it is. Tremendous playoff action last night. Kevin Durant with a historically great performance for the Brooklyn Nets. Also, get you details. I was in Houston last night to see Jose Altuve with a walk-off grand slam and part of the Lone Star Series. That was a hoot. Also got high-level soccer in Austin, Texas tonight, or the highest of level soccer in Austin, Texas tonight, that's safe to say. We've got the U.S. Open teeing off tomorrow. We've got the Longhorns headed to Omaha, and Chris Beard building one heck of a roster for the Texas basketball team. Also, we'll get in our headlines the lead story. The state capitol yesterday, governor signed the new name, image, and likeness bill into the state and the state law. And we'll hear from Chris Del Conte coming up on what it means for the University of Texas and college athletics, his opinion on it, and where they're going with that. So a lot going on a busy morning. A busy morning. Yes, we know that the signal on 104.9 is struggling. And really, if you flip around to a lot of the stations up and down the FM dial, they're going to be struggling this morning. The atmosphere is bouncing signals, especially the smaller signals, and we are one of those. So it's getting bounced this morning. Try the Horn app. You can also go to AM 1260. You know, when I talk about the FM signal ducting, Buck, if you go to AM stations, that doesn't happen. So you can go to AM 1260, and you'll listen kind of old school.
That's old school, but it works. It works from here to College Station.
Yes, it does. And absolutely, on AM 1260, loud and clear. But if you simply go to your phone and the smartphone and the Horn app, you can listen digitally, live and local, right there as well.
Yeah, and for sure, go to the contest page and get an opportunity to win those tickets to see Eric Clapton September 15th at the Frank Irwin Center. That's a classic. I've never seen Eric Clapton live, and I got to go see that guy play the guitar. I got to go just sit there and listen, and some of the songs, you know what I mean? You just got to do it, because you never know if that could be the last. You know, this is a long tour for him. He's 71 years old.
76.
Damn.
76.
Damn, Eric.
Yeah, man. EC. And, you know, the website's cranking right now. You can listen to the show live. You can sign up to win those Eric Clapton tickets. We don't even go on sale until Friday for the concert coming up later in this summer. You can also sign up for our Horn Major Golf Challenge, the U.S. Open. Pick your 9 golfers, and you can listen to your podcast with BK, Soccer Duh.
Yeah, it's out. Soccer ready to go. Duh. Well, we were excited last night. You're talking about a couple guys that don't know anything about soccer getting after it last night.
I love it, man.
We talked to everything. It was fun last night talking about what's coming up, and we were still all a little upset. He and I said, well, okay, let's cut it out. You're not an old man like me. I can be grumpy about the ladies getting the first opportunity to play in a soccer stadium, but you shouldn't be grumpy either. And we were last night.
Why?
I don't know.
It's the best women's team in the world.
In the world, not in the, yeah.
And they want to come play in your building.
And you're going
to
we're
tune
going,
up for the Olympics. And you're going to say, no,
we want
can't.
The team. We want the team to be the first. We want to have them to make the great plays in the soccer stadium. I said, and
move on. Find another story.
That's
to talk
what we were
about.
Trying to
you
do.
You know what I'm saying?
We tried to do it last night, but we were so excited about both. And yeah, I'm so grumpy that I'm begging to get a ticket to go see these ladies play tonight. The best soccer team in the world. Yes.
On the women's side, no doubt. They are the U.S. women's national team, which is exciting. Let's pay off your BNE fact of the day. How great was Kevin Durant last night? Buck, can you name the other players in NBA history who have posted a postseason game line of 45 or more points, 15 or more rebounds, and 10 or more assists in a single postseason game?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wrong. Zay, do you have a guess?
LeBron James.
Wrong.
Oscar Robertson.
The answer is no one.
Okay.
Oh, man.
The answer is nobody. No one. He is the first player in NBA postseason history with a 45 or more point game, 15 or more rebounds, and 10 or more assists.
And that's you don't want to cover stuff. Him? And you don't want to cover him? You don't want to stop him? You don't want to be known as the best defensive player? Everybody thinks of you as the best defensive player in the NBA, and you're not covering that dude, and you're up 16?
And then you call him the best player in the world in the presser.
What are
what?
You, Giannis?
Did Giannis say that?
Yes, he called KD. He's the best player in the world right now.
Well, check him.
Yeah, really?
You know what
don't let
like?
Him be.
You know what he looked like last night was a 7-foot Kobe. You know, when Kobe had that look, the Mamba mentality, the look on his face, and Kobe was 6'6". And this guy, but this dude is 7 feet, and he took over the basketball game.
And he can do that on any given occasion if he wanted to. That's the way I believe
in
him.
He could. I mean, he can score, and he's one of the greatest all-time scorers we've ever seen in the game.
And Giannis is afraid because KD will foul him out, and he'll be fouled out by halftime. He'll be up pumping him and everything else, and he'll be – what do you do, Zay? Do you tell the officials, okay, this is what's going to happen in this game. You want a great game. I'm not saying you guys – just understand that my guy is going to cover this guy all night long. You can't be giving him ticky-tack fouls, right?
Yeah, the NBA needs to understand that.
What do you
going
mean?
Into
you
game
can't,
six.
You can't throw the game. You can't really do that, can you?
I'm just saying they don't have to call it as tight.
Hey, listen, in addition to that historic stat line that's never been done before, Kevin Durant scored 49 points on 23 shots.
69%.
He shot 70% from the floor, which is the third highest field goal percentage in a 40-point triple-double in playoff history.
Damn!
Yeah.
Okay, that dude has to hit the ground, right?
Well, yeah.
Doesn't he have to be on the ground sometimes, Zay? Don't you have to take a hard foul? Because he was coming in the lane, crossover. Now, I got to go. You got to go on the ground sometime here during the course of four quarters.
Kevin Durant is so slight, if he gets touched, that's an automatic flagrant one.
Get out of here.
With the way the NBA is refereed nowadays, yeah.
Oh, and by the way, he shoots like 90% from the foul line, so you really don't want to foul him.
I do. He's still got to go on the ground at least once.
Isn't that amazing? Like they're still like considered great players like Giannis and Ben Simmons who can't shoot free throws in this league? Like, these are considered great players, and Giannis won't check the best player on the other team when they need it.
Yeah, and Ben Simmons won't put the peach basket up on
the
telephone
pole. Ben Simmons can't be in the
game
in the last 3 minutes to shoot because he can't shoot free throws.
And he's a max player.
No, he's not. Well,
his
paycheck suggests that he is. Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is a max player, my friends. All right, let's get to your headlines, your trending topics. We'll also dive into our coach's corner and jump over to that website and listen to the show live. But get your U.S. Open picks in. Register for those Eric Clapton tickets. And by the way, another B&E factor. Did you know what band Eric Clapton was nearly in? Nearly in. Did never happen.
What was the all-star band he put together?
I'll tell you on the other side of the headlines. Let's get it.
You got it.
UBO Business Services brings you the news. And yes, we'll start with news from the state capitol, where Texas Governor Greg Abbott did indeed sign the bill into law allowing college athletes to profit from their own name, image, and likeness. Lone Star State becomes the latest state house to authorize student-athletes to be paid by outside parties for appearances and endorsements. Legislation goes into effect July 1, allows athletes to be allowed to hire an agent that represents their interests, but it requires those athletes to take a financial literacy workshop while in college and does prohibit athletes from endorsing particular industries such as alcohol, tobacco, and several other products. Texas AD Chris Del Conte was on the horn yesterday on the Shirts and Skins show, made it clear the university athletic department welcomes the new law and is prepared for it, and have been actively engaging student-athletes and staff to handle and maximize the new opportunity.
And this name, image, and likeness bill is predicated on your own individual name, image, and likeness, not the University of Texas. It's not going to be Chris Del Conte at the University of Texas. It's going to be just Chris Del Conte. And what's that value worth? And I think the reality is talent comes from all walks of life in this country. If you think about the old TV show, America's Got Talent. You never know where someone's going to crop up and capture the hearts and minds of our nation. So it's a great thing for the University of Texas, but I wouldn't just quite yet say it's going to create this big catechism between one the have and have-nots.
Big news from Texas basketball yesterday. New head coach Chris Beard has added another Longhorn transfer, fifth transfer portal commitment in the past several months, and Chris Beard took over, and it's a big one. UMass forward Trey Mitchell has announced he plans to enroll at Texas in the fall. 6'9", skilled big, is an elite scorer, originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Averaged over nearly 19 points and 8 rebounds in 44 games in 2 seasons with the Minutemen. Posted 16 games with 20 or more points while there, 5 of 30 or more. He joins former Kentucky point guard Devin Askew, former Utah small forward and all Pac-12 first-teamer Timmy Allen, former Vanderbilt power forward Dylan Disu, and Creighton power forward Christian Bishop as transfers into the program since Chris Beard took over. Soccer, historic night on tap in North Austin tonight. The U.S. Women's National Team will play the first-ever soccer match in Austin FC's brand-new Q2 Stadium, and they host Nigeria as part of the team's Olympic preparation. The match is the last of a 3-game summer series that began last week in Houston with wins over Jamaica and Portugal. The U.S. Women's National Team is the top-ranked women's squad in the world. They're the most successful women's international soccer team, having won 4 World Cups, 8 CONCACAF gold medals, and 4 Olympic gold medals since 1991. In the NBA playoffs, absolute signature performance from Kevin Durant last night, the former Longhorn, as we mentioned. 49 points, 17 boards, 10 assists, as the Nets grab a 3-2 series lead over Milwaukee with a 118-104 win. And what a thriller down in Houston last night. Astros beat the Rangers 6-3. Carlos Correa, with 2 outs in the ninth inning, tied the game at 2 with a solo home run opposite field. And then after the Rangers scored a run in the 10th to make it 3-2, Jose Altuve walked it off with a grand slam in the 10th. Astros win at 6-3. Round Rock a 4-2 loser in Sugar Land.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
As I mentioned, thanks to my buddy Travis Tyndall at the Hays City store. He had a bus trip for some of his top employees there at Hays City and invited me to go along with him to the Astros game last night. So down and back on the bus, the cruiser.
Yeah,
which was pretty cool. So I got to bed about, actually I slept on the bus on the way home, but didn't get in my bed until about 2 o'clock. But that was pretty cool to watch Jose Altuve walking off with the grand slam. Correa, Astros down to their final out, hits the opposite field homer, and then the Astros win it. And you know, the right hander for the Rangers, Kyle Gibson, deserves better. You know, that dude, the Rangers are in last place and they're a bad team, but that big right hander, he's got an ERA of under 2 now for the season. That guy throws a lot of ground balls. He throws a heavy sinker. He is really good, and he deserved better because he pitched great for six innings. And Rangers are lucky to have that guy. He deserves better from what he got last night. But that was fun. So that was cool. Buck, the band Eric Clapton was nearly in, or could have been in had he wanted to. Led Zeppelin. That is true. When Jimmy Page decided he didn't want to be a session musician any longer, he went to build a supergroup to rival the Beatles, and asked Eric Clapton if he wanted to be in the band. And he said, nah, I'm going to go do this Cream thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Eric.
And what other band would he have been in? Didn't they have an all-star band? Or am I thinking that was Led Zeppelin that had the all-star band?
You know
what?
But in the Beatles classic, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, he plays the guitar.
That's Eric Clapton?
That's Eric Clapton. Yeah, in that classic for the Beatles.
Folks, he's one of the greats of all time.
Just legendary. And just for decades. And obviously had his issues and has had a lot of down in his life. But
yeah, he's one of those musicians that I sort of like when I go, whenever Andrea Bocelli comes to this town, and I hope he gets to the Moody Center. I hope Andrea Bocelli gets to sing in that place, which would be phenomenal because he's phenomenal anywhere he sings, outdoors, in the shower, at the Frank Irwin Center. I mean, he will sound incredible if he's still touring at that time. Eric Clapton, I just don't want to miss this.
Yeah, but that's the story. Jimmy Page asked him to be in the band, and he said no. He was going to do his own deal, and obviously got Robert Plant and John Bonham.
Who was the all-star group that the Flying Willindas or somebody you always used to?
Flying Willindas. Oh, the Traveling Wilburys.
There, thank you, yes.
Oh, yeah, well, that was a super group if there ever was one.
I mean, okay, that was that a part of?
No, was just a collaborative thing. I mean, that was George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, and Jeff Lynne.
Okay, that's enough
from
there.
ELO.
Okay.
And they would have continued. They were going to go on tour, but then Roy Orbison died right as the album came out. They had their those two huge, one great album with those five guys. And
wow.
And then Roy.
I thought Eric Clapton was a part of that. He was not a part of that.
Nope. All right, let's get to your coach's corner here. I'm brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations, avconsultations.com. Get Tom in your crib there to get all of your audio visual needs. That big 75-incher like the Buck over there.
Or an 80-incher because he's got those now.
85-inchers. Hope you have a wall big enough. That's avconsultations.com. And, Buck, so we've got a lot of top stories today. We've got the name, image, and likeness law going into effect. Not signed into law yesterday. It'll go into effect in about 2 weeks. July 1st is when that becomes, you know, full-time. And we just heard Chris Del Conte talking about the preparations that they have made to be ready for this, and Chris has been with us. He was with Trey Elling yesterday talking about it, that, you know, they've put programs in place to help the and really, the minute this thing got signed over at the State Capitol, University Athletic Department came out with a statement pretty much promoting Texas, that now that this is legal, you should use the brand, you should come to Texas to maximize that brand, and here's how we're going to do it. And
use it to your advantage. If you're going to be one of the first out of the blocks, you might as well use it to your advantage, whether it's recruiting, whether it's bringing in other student athletes at different athletic parts of your, and regular students. They're going to, I mean, this is a great opportunity for you to push your brand out there. And just remember, there was a time when Chris Del Conte was not down with this, but he saw the handwriting on the wall and said, I'm not going to fight this because I can't fight this. But if we're going to be a part of it, we're going to be the best at it. And that's what he's
helping
done.
Helping our student athletes maximize. Sure. And again, it's their name. They can't use UT. They can't use Bevo. They can't use Burn Orange. It's just got to be.
This is going to change the mindset of young athletes, too. They're going to understand. Now they can't. They're going to have to watch their P's and Q's. They're going to have to be on point. Zay, in their social medias, in their little social media and their Twitter and everything else. These kids are going to want to watch their money. They're going to watch what they say.
It's their brand.
I'm not going to say they're going to be handcuffed, but they're not going to be as out there on their Twitters and what they say when people are paying them. When somebody wants to give them $5,000 to show up at something.
Sign some autographs.
Yeah. They don't want to look at Twitter and say, here, you're using this kind of language on Twitter. I don't think we're going to use you because people are going to follow that. Isn't that how they follow you for regular jobs now too? They want to know your whole background, guys?
Sure. That's, no, because if an outside source wants to pay you to promote them or be a part of, you know, and that's what this is about, you know, they want to be linked with good brands, quality brands.
Right.
And they want to, you know, good people. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's so many unforeseen things that are coming on this, how it plays out. But
positive things, too.
Could be positive. There'll be some negative. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, somebody's going to screw up where, you know, somebody's going to screw up where there's going to be a possibility of that person not being eligible to play that week. That's going to happen somewhere down the line until they start to fix that up, until players understand that a lot of these things that they do, they're going to be accountable for it. The university's not going to be accountable for it. They're going to help you out, but they're going to let you be an adult, and your checks and balances are going to be on you or your agent, if that's what they call them. They call them agents. What are they calling them? Representatives.
Representatives.
Okay.
Financial advisors, I guess you could
uncles.
Call them too. Brand managers.
Uncles.
You know, yeah, uncle. Uncle Kenny.
Uncle Kenny's doing my job.
Well, let's hear from CDC. You heard part of his comment with Trey Elling in the headlines, but let's hear a longer thought on the preparations that have been made at UT to be ready to handle this name, image, and likeness, the new era of college athletics.
I don't think so, but what it does, it gives the schools the size and scope and an opportunity to display what the Longhorn Nation is and means. When you have over 600,000 living alumni, it's just the breadth and scope are there. But remember, you also have scholarship limitations. In football, each school is only allowed to have 25 scholarships per year, right? Or up to 85 total on the limit. So when you think about signing 25 kids, there's a tremendous amount of talent all over the country. And this name, image, and likeness bill is predicated on your own individual name, image, and likeness, not the University of Texas. It's not going to be Chris Del Conte at the University of Texas. It's going to be just Chris Del Conte. And what's that value worth? And I think the reality is talent comes from all walks of life in this country. If you think about the old TV show, America's Got Talent, you never know where someone's going to crop up and capture the hearts and minds of our nation. So it's a great thing for the University of Texas, but I wouldn't just quite yet say it's going to create this big catechism between the have and have-nots.
All right, there's Chris Del Conte on name, image, and likeness. It goes into effect July 1. How about CDC on winning the President's Cup? This is a big deal. The university and the athletic department has had tremendous success on the fields and pools and courts of play this year, to say the least. And the President's Cup is awarded annually, and Texas is going to win it this year thanks to what baseball just finished off. And they're not even done yet. They still have a chance to maybe win the College World Series. But they're going to win it and it'll be the first team not named Stanford and program not named Stanford to win this since 1994. Stanford wins it every year because of all the sports that they participate in. Well, Texas is going to win it this year. Here's CDC on winning that and achieving that honor.
Well, it just means our student athletes, our coaches are living up to the expectations of the Longhorn Nation, right? You come to the University of Texas because you can win championships. A lot of schools talk about it, but we can actually do it. And to have 13 of our teams finish, not only win conference championships, but we have a significant amount of our teams in the top five, and we have three national championships. So it just tells you that this is the power and breadth of the University of Texas is living up to its potential this year. And we know that we can do that. The director of athletics in years past, Delos Dodds and Chris Polonsky, has always preached the fact that we should be a top 10 team. And you're going to have ebb and flows during those times. But right now, we're living and breathing the potential we have.
All right. So living up to the expectation, essentially, is what is happening,
sure,
which leads to football, Buck. You know, we talk about these 13 championships, and it wasn't like Texas football had a bad season a year ago, 7-3 in a bowl win, so 8-3 overall. But
right.
Coaching regime change, not competing in the top 10. Here's Chris Del Conte and the expectations for Steve Sarkisian and the football program.
Well, I think the reasonable expectations you saw this year is that we have to live up to our own expectations that are the University of Texas. And that's why it says the winning tradition shall not be entrusted to the timid or the weak. I'll never put a time frame on a coach of when he should or shouldn't, because wearing the burnt orange and white is not for the faint of heart. But I know Steve is prepared for the job. I know that our student athletes that we have coming in, the current students we have here, embrace the challenge of representing the University of Texas. And that's why we come here to ride Bevo. There's nothing else like it.
Yeah, all the cliches, you can throw those out the window. He's here to win games, and he needs to build this program back to what it needs to be. It's a program right now that's been floundering around for the last 10 years. There's no doubt about it. It's one that shouldn't be floundering around, but expectations will be high. They'll be high quickly, and mine's is to watch and see this team grow and watch this group develop under this coaching staff that I think should be here and will be here for a long, long time. Individuals on this staff, I got a feeling, won't be around a long time because I think they'll go on to be head coaches in places. But I think the development of the football program, the whole football program, the entire football program, is going to take a little bit of time, but I think it's going to get done under this guy. I don't know. I guess we had faith in the last coach. We thought, you know, he was the hotshot guy. Everybody fell for it. We thought Charlie could come in here and put his head down and be that kind of coach. But there's a lot more to being the head coach at Texas. There just is. And that's the way it's been. That's the way it's always been. And it's now in the hands of Sark. But I'm not having these great expectations of a group in year number one. I just want to see it be built the right way because I want to see the sustainability of this program, not a quick fix where they win 10 games and then all of a sudden they're back to winning 7 and it's inconsistent. I like for it to see it be consistent, and that's the strength of the team. Like you said, the offense and the defensive lines, that's the stuff that you want to look for your football program that's sustainable for a long time.
You know, and he needs to build relationships with his team.
And he's going to do that.
And the university. And
I think you see that already.
Well,
and
my excitement, having you and I have been doing this a long time, we've seen it at its best. And typically it's when the alignment is there, right, from the president's office to the AD's office to the football coach. And
mm-hmm.
you really feel like that is in place right now in a lot of areas of the athletic department, but certainly with Steve Sarkisian and this coaching staff. But time will tell. Yeah, we did have high hopes for Tom Herman and, you know, Charlie Strong before him and the end of Mac Brown. We'll see. Steve Sarkisian into year one coming up with Louisiana on September the 4th. But a great year, no question. And Texas baseball has a chance to finish it with a huge cherry on top as they get to Omaha on Sunday and face Mississippi State.
Well, the basketball program is rolling in the right direction, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it feels like it. We'll get you the latest on this kid, Trey Mitchell, transferring in from UMass. How good is he? What does it mean for the Longhorns? We'll get to that. Also, someone said, are you aware another station is interrupting your show? That is right. It's Hot Country out of LaGrange. You might be listening to like Amarillo by Morning or something right now. A little George Strait.
They're playing some good stuff.
They do play good music. So
they're playing some good stuff. I mean, I haven't heard Big Bad John in a long time.
Big Bad John.
Yeah, I love it.
Fire it up on the Horn app or go over to AM 1260. If you're north, you can go to 101.9 FM, but that's also probably getting bounced because it's an FM signal. So Horn app is going to be your best and most clear way to listen to the program this morning. We appreciate you wanting to listen to it each and every morning. Here live, local, and digital on the Horn app, on your smart speaker, and at hornfm.com.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and
It's
me.
Bucky
just
and Aaron.
A guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him.
Now, this could be Hot Country out of LaGrange, or it could be the Horn. You don't know. We're really throwing Jedi mind tricks at you now. Which one is it?
Well, he must have thought that
is this real or is it Memorex?
I don't know, man. I heard it earlier this morning, and I love it. I love this song.
Johnny Cash.
You're a big Johnny Cash fan.
Some artists just like speak to you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Cash, one of those.
Just easy for a boy named Sue.
Boy named Sue.
Yes, sir.
What a Sports Wednesday we have for you. And yes, we do have some signal issues and interference this morning with the atmospheric ducting out of the troposphere. Our engineers have all explained this to me, and I'm trying to relay it to you. Not like I know, but FM signals get bounced. Ours is getting bounced today. So fire up the Horn app, or you can listen to Johnny Cash.
Yeah, man, because it's coming in pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. All right, Buck, so you may know this because you did the Soccer Duh podcast last night.
Yeah.
You're a soccer expert.
Duh.
The U.S. Women's National Team plays tonight, and
mm-hmm.
this game is televised, correct?
I think it is.
This game is an ESPN somewhere game? Someone will tell me that. I'm
ESPN 12.
Well, I mean, it's a U.S. Women's National game. It's going to be on. It's a world game. They're playing Nigeria in the final tune-up before their Olympic appearance in Tokyo. And they're trying to pare their roster from 23 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight will be a big part of that, and you know who performs and how it goes. But you know, I'm assuming it'll be on television. If I'm wrong, people will correct me. But it will be great to see the stadium on TV for
lit
the first
up
time.
20 grand.
If you can't even get, I don't have a ticket. You don't have a ticket, but you're trying to get a ticket.
Trying. Begging.
Begging. And I know a lot of folks want to be there, but
ESPN2.
ESPN2 is where it will be tonight. Very cool. So certainly we'll be checking that out tonight in addition to the NBA playoff basketball. But that's cool just to see the stadium and can't wait to get out there and see it in person when the Austin FC takes on the San Jose. I'll
definitely be there Saturday night.
Earthquakes coming up Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And I do like the 8 o'clock start. You know, if you were out at the Texas baseball games this past weekend, the 8 o'clock starts, it was warm. It was warm, but at least the sun's down, right? At least the sun is pretty early on in the game, goes down, and you don't have to deal with the blazing, you know, searing sun in Texas. But it will be warm, but you know, we're used to that. It's Texas, and in June, we can handle it.
And as I said, I think tonight the prep work that they've been doing, and that's why this team has been on the road for 8 games, is there's still some infrastructure that they have to fix up, and they want things to kind of run smoothly. And night is going to be one of those tests because they're going to be 20,000. You're going to try to find out what traffic is like. There's limited parking in that area. If you've ever been around that area, it's going to be jam city coming off the highway there too. So it's
Mopac.
They want to see what it's like and figure out what they can do for Saturday. I don't know how much you can fix in those 2 days, but just to get a feel on which way to go, how to get things done. And they've been working hard. And, you know, we'll talk to the boss, one of the bosses here on Friday, but they want this thing to run smoothly because, you know, slowly as time goes on and they get the public transportation up and really running the right way, it'll be smooth sailing getting in and out of that stadium. You'll know the ways to do it, like most places that you go.
Yeah,
everybody knows the back ways and all that kind of stuff.
Well, so and we'll I know they're encouraging folks to take the
public transportation.
Public transport or the Ubers and, you know, in and out kind of thing, which you can do. But, it'll be a learning experience for everybody about how this plays out starting tonight with the U.S. Women's National Team on hand. And it's a great way to break, you know, open up the stadium with the most successful women's team on the planet and the best team in the world, number one ranked team in the world in women's soccer playing this evening. All right, so Texas basketball. We mentioned Jeff Goodman. Jeff Goodman used to be at ESPN. He's now at stadium.com. And he's a great college basketball writer, in my opinion. I think he's as good as there is out there covering college basketball. He has a new top three for, you know, preseason top three for college basketball this season, and it includes Texas. He's got Gonzaga 1, got Villanova 2, and he's got Chris Beard in the Longhorns 3rd ranked. And that speaks to the roster that he's built in 3 months since taking over for Shaka Smart. Yesterday, the big news, Texas lands the transfer Trey Mitchell. He'll be a junior, essentially. He's played 2 full seasons of college basketball at UMass. 44 games he's played. He's 6'9". He's got really long arms. And as the description here, he's got a pro game offensively. I mean, he's really got a professional offensive game. He's a skilled big with, you guys, he's got a face-up game. He's got a back-to-the-basket game.
Got that McHale game.
Yeah, he's got this little up-and-under, you know, dipsy-doo kind of thing he likes to do. He doesn't look like the kid that's coming from Creighton, Christian Bishop, is just a quick leaper. I mean, he just gets off the floor so quick. I think Dylan Disu is a good leaper. This guy, Zay, doesn't look like he's the most athletic guy you're going to see, but the skill, I mean, I'm not saying he's slow by any stretch. I'm just saying he's got all these low post moves that you watch him on. Both hands, he goes left, he goes right, then he can shoot his face up 3 right in your face. This guy's got a lot of ways to score.
It's like an old-fashioned basketball player.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's an old-school type of big that could step out and hit the 3. And, yeah, this completes a pretty versatile Texas, you know, basketball team. And like you talk about with Bishop, he's so damn athletic.
Yeah.
And then you throw in Mitchell, who, you know, is a little more on the ground type of player, but they just give you so many different types of styles at the big man position, which I know that's what Chris Beard loves and wanted.
So you have bigs like that, like Bishop, Dylan Disu from Pflugerville, who was at Vanderbilt for 2 years, led the SEC in rebounding. Now you have this kid coming in, Timmy Allen. I don't mean, as you say, he can play the 2, the 3, or the 4, you would think. At 6'6", he was a first-team All-Pac-12 player at Utah. You kind of see him in that swing role. And then in the backcourt, Devin Askew, the transfer for Kentucky, to go with Andrew Jones, Courtney Ramey, and Jace Febris. Brock Cunningham is still on this roster as a glue-type player. Versatile is the way you said it, Zay. I think that's the word that jumps out. They can do a lot of things and can score the basketball in a lot of ways. And you know with Chris Beard, it's going to begin and end on the defensive end of the floor.
Yeah, yeah, and I can't wait to see, you know, that motion offense with this squad, because the motion offense, it can get anybody open. It's not necessarily built for one type of player. It's kind of just built off of what the defense gives you, and if you have a lot of high IQ guys, then you're going to succeed.
Would you count the kid from Kentucky as a high IQ guy? Is he a guy still just learning, kind of learning the game, not coming into that Kentucky program as a super stud that's, you know, ready to go out of AAU or out of his senior year in high school? Is he a guy that's actually still learning the game too himself? I mean, will be good under Chris Beard? Or is he a self-made guy ready to go and do the things that you'd like to see him do it right away, but is he still learning too?
I think he's a little bit of both. I think he's going to come down here and I think he's going to prove his worth on why he went to Kentucky, but he also has a lot of room to grow because he's, you know, still only, what, 19 years old, but he came out of Modern Day. I know that's a huge
California.
Yeah. I know that's a huge school football wise, but
right.
It's the same basketball wise. It's a prep school that puts out a lot of guys that go D1 and some go to the NBA also. So him running point guard there, he clearly has a high IQ coming into the 40 acres already.
Man, could go with Andrew Jones and Courtney Ramey in that backcourt. And how about this? This is the number that really stands out for me for Chris Beard. Yes, you're throwing a roster together. You're bringing in a lot of new people and a new coaching staff. Even with the holdovers, they're getting to know this coaching staff. This current roster with 12 players has 705 high major games played individually. 705 games played, including 460 starts. So this is an experienced team. And when you say high major, you're talking about the Pac-12, you're talking about the SEC, talking about UMass plays a pretty high level of basketball on the East Coast. You know that, Buck.
Yep.
You know, that's, and you know, the kid Trey Mitchell's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but did play at a prep school on his way to UMass. Zay, that's experienced talent. You know, not just, you can sit there and watch him play, but you can see Christian Bishop playing at a high level at Creighton. You can see Dylan Disu at Vanderbilt playing up against teams in the SEC. Devin Askew, this is high-level basketball, so you know these guys come in knowing how to play the game.
Yeah, and that's the product of the transfer portal. Like, if you could understand it and, you know, get guys that have played meaningful basketball at your university, it doesn't matter what conference they're in, it just matters about reps and minutes, then you could find a high-quality team, and Chris Beard's done that.
Bro, it'll be interesting to see all around the nation who else is doing the same thing. I mean, if it's happening here at Texas with Chris Beard, there got to be teams all over this nation just gathering talent like nobody's business, just coming from everywhere.
Well, and I think the interesting part is the lead recruiter on the Trey Mitchell recruitment was Bob Donawald, the player development coach on this staff. And, you know, Bob has coached all over the world coaching basketball.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, we know Chris Beard was able to, I mean, in addition to all these players he's lured here, we know when he was hired, he lured two current head coaches to join him as assistants on his staff with Rodney Terry from UTEP and Chris Ogden from UT Arlington, both guys that were running their own programs and bolted to come join this. But Bob Donawald was with Chris Beard at Texas Tech, and you got to know, Zay, what they're selling with Bob is the development, the skill development that puts you to the next level and gets you into professional basketball and the NBA.
Yeah, it also doesn't help when you got alums going for 49, 17, and 10 also. So, yeah, that's also a good recruitment, you know, bit that you could throw on these guys.
Yeah, and guys, here's something from the Specs text line. Guys have to buy in. Just because they say they're coming, that doesn't – I don't – you know, that's a lot of different guys to get in, and guys that you don't – you may not know a lot about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys coming onto this campus.
There's a leap of faith for all these players and certainly for fans to get excited about. But
right.
At the same time, Chris Beard has a proven track record of getting guys to buy in. You know, he doesn't recruit guys that don't have the DNA he's looking for in a player. He says that pretty openly. It starts on the defensive end, starts being unselfish, starts being tough.
Right.
You know, mentally and physically. And so it's not like this is, you know, the one thing we have with Chris Beard is a pretty large sample size at Texas Tech of developing teams, building the cohesiveness on a basketball.
And players from all over the country.
Yeah.
To go to Tech.
That's right. And bringing in transfers. Remember, went to the Elite Eight 1 year, brought in four new starters, and went to the final game the following year and nearly won the national championship. So, again, that's where you really are excited about Chris Beard, because he's really good at building chemistry, building teams,
building
a roster.
Well, this is how he builds teams.
That's right. That's right. Well, and in this new frontier of the transfer portal,
That's how everybody's going to start to build teams.
Five significant transfers, to say the least, for Texas. And now Jeff Goodman of thestadium.com has them at number 3 in the preseason, in his poll at least. And I think a lot of national pundits will have him, has Texas ranked at least in the top 10 with this roster of players. So excitement there. Kevin Durant did have an historically great game. We'll talk more about it last night as the Nets beat the Milwaukee Bucks. We've got Isaiah Collier walking us through the hot or not topics coming up, and it's a red hot Wednesday here live, local, and digital, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
What's hot? And what's not?
This segment brought to you by Altstead Beers, brewed right here in the heart of the Hill Country. Check out their state-of-the-art brewery, tap room, and restaurant next time you're in Fredericksburg. Altstead Beers, no impurities, no regrets.
Hot and not on this Wednesday. We know there are a lot of hot topics out there. Chris Beard building a roster. U.S. Women's National Team in town tonight, which is a lot of fun. Should be a sellout crowd at Q2 Stadium to unveil the new stadium and the new digs. That'll be great. So Kevin Durant with an all-time great performance last night for the Brooklyn Nets. 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists as they get the victory in the all-important Game 5. Not hot today. Our signal, not hot. Not hot. So check out the Horn app today. There's atmospheric issues, so make sure you're using the app. Or AM 1260, also if you don't have the app yet, or a smartphone, you can hear us loud and clear there as well this morning as we're getting going. This is certainly not hot. Isaiah Collier and Buck. Chris Paul, CP3, who's been fantastic for the Phoenix Suns. They're into the Western Conference Finals now after sweeping Denver. He has entered the NBA's COVID protocol. And it's uncertain how long he may be out. Now, the Suns are done. They're waiting on the Clippers Jazz winner,
mm-hmm.
which could be another week or so. But that's not good, CP3. The COVID.
Well, I guess it depends on how it is. If he's got the COVIDs, or he's been around somebody that's had. I know this. Jake from State Farm better not get sick because of Chris Paul. There's no reason not to continue to make some of these State Farm commercials, and Chris Paul may have affected everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just like having a hamstring, Chris. Thank you very much.
Yeah, is this a contact situation, or is this very vague? The story just broke in the last five.
But that
or 10
other
minutes.
Series is 2-2. That's another week or so before. Well, unless the Clippers or the Jazz kind of run away with it, but this thing will get stretched out a little bit.
At least two more games. Could be three for there, and that would be very Chris Paul, right? His career. He's a Hall of Fame player, an all-time point guard. But
to get the COVID, yes.
To get another chance at a championship, and all of a sudden he's out for COVID with all the time to get vaccinated and everything that's gone on. We won't get into that debate, but that's the news on CP3. Isaiah Collier is our producer. What do you have, Zay?
Thanks, E. So have y'all heard about the Suns and Four guy?
Suns and Four guy. No, I have not.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so during the Phoenix Suns-Denver Nuggets series, there was a fight in the stands in Game 3. It was a couple of Nuggets fans. They both had Nuggets jerseys on. And then one lonely Suns fan who got the best of the Nuggets fan. And obviously it went viral. You could look it up. It's been all over the place. So the Suns fan, he's wailing on the Nuggets fan. He's calling them names and whatnot. And then at the end, he says Suns in Four. So everybody's been saying Suns in Four all over social media, to where Devin Booker hit up this guy by saying he needs this guy's info so he could get him some tickets for the rest of the playoffs. So I've seen guys get penalized for getting their ass beat in the stands to where they can never come back again. You're done.
Suns in Four?
Oh, so now, he got whipped and said Suns in Four?
No, the guy was doing the whooping.
Oh.
So the one who was...
I saw the video of the two dudes fighting in the stands.
Yes, the one that was handing out the two pieces and the biscuit. He's the one, the Suns fan, that's benefiting from this success on social media. And now he might have tickets for the rest of the playoffs.
You're at a game in Denver. You're wearing a Suns jersey. You're getting heckled. Sometimes you got to take care of some business.
I've never been in the stands and saw a fight. I mean, I'm thinking about all the time I've been in the stands. Now I've seen moms yell at each other at soccer matches.
Oh, me too.
You hit my girl. You hit her. Why are you hitting her? But I've never seen a fight, like a little league game or all that stuff. I've never been witness one of those deals yet. All my times being in the stands, never.
Now, never have I seen a fight between two fans at a bit like a pro game or something.
Yeah.
I mean, we were in the stands last night at the Astros Rangers game, and everybody was good. Everybody was cool.
Right.
You know, that was.
I'm in the
fun.
Yankee Stadium, you know, Fenway Park, but I've never seen an out and out brawl.
You grew up outside Philadelphia. You never saw a fight in the stands? Come on, man.
No.
Were they always fighting the stands? But yes, I mean, so hot or not, should Devin Booker be rewarding this guy who is throwing hands in an arena, giving him tickets to the Suns game? You know, probably not.
No.
Probably not. So I'm going to say not hot on that.
Ooh, somebody said they saw a fight at a Bears game. I bet you that was a brawl in Chicago.
Oh, geez. Hey, by the way, speaking of giving it away, remember you always talk about Jeff Bezos, his ex-wife, Mackenzie, who got that huge settlement in their divorce? How about her? She's given away $2.7 billion to various charities. That's on top of the $6 billion she gave away last year.
Right.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she does a good job of giving away his money.
Well, it's her money.
Oh,
it's her money.
I'm sorry. Did I say his money?
That's her stock.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. Give
so
away
if you're keeping count,
money.
Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. Of course, Jeff's going to outer space here shortly on his own rocket ship with his brother. Mackenzie has given away in the last 2 years now, what's that, almost $9 billion to charities? Good for her.
She's worth $60 billion.
Keep giving it. And it keeps going up because it's in stock. So she keeps adding in wealth and giving it away. Good for her.
And good for her is right.
Props to her. All right, coming back, we'll reset those headlines, including KD's historic game, another addition to the Texas basketball roster. And name, image, and likeness is coming to a college campus near you here in the state of Texas. It's B&E. We are live. We are local. We are digital. Make sure you're streaming us today with our signal issues. HornFM.com, the Horn app, your smart speaker. Easy ways to find us always at HornFM.com.